Last month's call was on bedtimes, and one of the women who is in my live parenting class that I do here locally said she's adopted three children. Some of them have been international adoptions, and so there's some things about their background that they don't know and biology and all that. And so she wasn't real sure if the tantrums she was experiencing were just kind of a biological thing or if it was a parenting thing or whatever. 6 years they have been having serious bedtime tantrums. And after we did our call, you know, I record that and I create a package, a resource package out of these teleseminars. So after we had done our call, and when we got to that point in the parenting class, I told her about this call that we did. So she went out to the website, she got the bedtime tantrums article, and she got the bedtime conference that we did last month. And you have to hear this. Her name's Mary. And she says, we've had 6 years of opposition to going to bed with every excuse known to man, and usually some sort of angry outburst or misbehavior. So after class this week, I read word for word your bedtime advice article and teleseminar package. The next night was completely different. I did what you said, and he looked at me and said, okay. Then he walked himself to bed quietly as if he'd been waiting his whole life for me to say those words. He did not come out of his room, and he was asleep within 5 minutes. I'm still a little freaked out about it, but it has been working, and we are so relieved. I wish I could say we are ecstatic, too, but honestly, we're just too tired from 6 months of bedtime struggles. Isn't that a wonderful story?
Great, yeah.
Yes. So I want to thank all of you who call in every month and participate in the discussion. I want you to know that it's not, even if there's, I think there have been times, Shane, I think there was one time you were the only one on the call, but I'll tell you what we cover is so valuable, and being able to capture this and be able to share that with others, I think it's very heartwarming for all of us, and I want you all to know that your contribution on these calls really makes a difference, and it really does help people beyond those people who happen to call in on the line. So for those who listen to this recording, I hope they will call in to participate live, and those of you who have, I really want to thank you for doing that, and thank you also for kind of helping share your expertise and ideas, because clearly it's helping other parents. So one of the things I want to do before we dive into the temper tantrum content is find out if there are any, and is there anyone on the line who has questions that you would like to ask towards the end that don't relate to temper tantrums, and we will save time at the end for an open Q&A. If you do, hit *7 and let me know that you would like to have some time at the end, and we will save time for you.
I might have a question. It depends on the content of the tantrums forum, if it's covered or not.
Okay. And say who you are.
Lisa.
And I'll say
Lisa.
That to everybody. Say who you are, because I can't always tell
okay.
those voices once we get started.
Yeah, it's Lisa.
Okay, Lisa. So we'll come back to you
okay.
and see if you still have a question, because it might relate to temper tantrums, but you're not sure.
Yeah, it might.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have a situation that probably doesn't relate to temper tantrums, but you'd like to take advantage of all the expertise and ideas today? Okay. And Lisa, I know you're eating your lunch. If you want to hit *6 again, you'll mute yourself back out. Then let's get started. And about a quarter till or so, or even 10 till, we will make sure that we stop and check in with Lisa. And then we'll also, some of you may have ideas for questions at that point, and so you can ask then also. If you would, take your article, hopefully you printed that out, on bedtime tantrums, and we're going to kind of follow that along. I'm also just going to go through the bullets of the announcement of what we were going to cover today. There are some other articles and some other content that aren't in that article that I'm going to mention to you, and I will also tell you which of those things you will get a link to, because some of these you don't have to take notes. I will be sending you a link after the call. So let's go through that. The first thing in talking about temper tantrums is let's just go ahead and start with the number one most common reason tantrums start. Does anybody have an idea? Anybody want to guess what the number one tantrum starter is? It's a word. And it's a very short word. It has two letters.
No.
There you go. The word no, the number one tantrum starter. Because as soon as the kids hear the word no, they start off in a variety of directions. And one of those directions often is a temper tantrum.